This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
For they rebelled against the Spirit of God. May I tell you what it means to rebel against the Spirit of God? To rebel against the Spirit of God means when God prompts you to do something, to say something, or to think something, and here's what you do. Nothing. Listen to that again. To rebel against the Spirit of God is when God prompts you to do something. He prompts you to say something to somebody. Will you forgive me? He prompts you to do that. He prompts you to think a certain way, a new way of thinking, and you do nothing. That's called rebelling against the Spirit of God. And I know some people say, man, that's strong. I believe it's true. And I want to tell you this right now. I have rebelled in my life against the Spirit of God, and so have you. Please don't leave here. Say, well, I've never done that. Yes, you have, and so have I. There have been times when the Lord has prompted us to seek forgiveness from another person. You know what we did? We didn't do anything. I'm not a psychic here, but there are men here. The Lord has prompted you to apologize, for instance, to your wife about something that happened 10 years ago, and you still haven't done it. And you feel the Spirit of God prompted you, but you've done nothing. There are wives here that probably need to apologize to a husband for something, and they've been prompted not by their conscience, they've been prompted by the Spirit of God, and they've done nothing. And it's called rebelling against the Spirit of God when He prompts you to say something, do something, or think something. And we do nothing. I think the Lord prompts people to give. I don't believe in hammering people about money. It's an inside job. The Lord prompts a man or woman or teenager, young person to give to the Lord. I don't do it. You don't arm twist people into giving to the Lord for a building program or whatever. The Lord prompts people in their spirit. All I'm saying, it's possible to rebel against the Spirit of God. Here's the question. Has the Lord prompted you to do something, say something, or think something, and you've done nothing? It's rebellion. It's rebellion against the Spirit of God. Let's bring up the next verse, verse 34. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them when they went into the promised land, but they mingled with nations and adopted their customs. I wanted to know, what does that word mingled mean? And I found out it was a finance term. It could have to do with money. They exchanged money. It even means to sign a pledge like you would co-sign on a loan. I don't know what that meant. But in other words, there was financial dealings and adopting the customs of people that God said, get rid of those people. Get them out of the land. Here's my question to you. As a person who lives in the world, we're to be in the world, but the Bible says we're not to be of the world. You say, what in the world does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. You don't adopt the customs of the culture that violate the Word of God. See, they're not talking about cooking, and they adopted the recipes they had for making this or making that. They adopted the worship customs, and you say, well, how do you know they took on the religion of the people? Because of the very next verse, let's bring it up. They worshiped their idols, which became a snare to them. Now, this is really ironic. The people of God who worship the true God started worshiping the pagan idols of the very people they were told to get rid of or destroy. Isn't that amazing? They took on the gods of those people. Bring up the next verse because it gets uglier from there. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. The next verse. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was desecrated by their blood. Somebody's thinking, please tell me, Randy, this is just figurative language. It's not. They actually sacrificed children.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.